And I'm joined now in the breakfast studio by senior producer Julia Holman. Julia, what's happening?
Well, Fran, it's a very rare morning on breakfast where you're not interviewing a politician. And anyone who's anyone in Canberra or who wants to be someone knows that they eventually have to front up for a forensic grilling by you, Fran, which is, of course, brilliantly produced by our brilliant and relentless political editor, Alison Carabine. So we've been in touch with a few of the politicians, current and former, who have been on the show over the years and who have a message for you as you prepare to leave breakfast.
Hello there, Fran. It's John Howard.
Hi, Fran. Kevin Rudd here.
Hi, Fran. It's Julie Bishop.
It's quite an occasion, you leaving Radio National. Of course, we've gone 15 rounds in other arenas. I've always enjoyed being interviewed by you. You've got your views. We don't always agree, but it's always a stimulating experience. I thank you for the courtesies that you've always displayed towards my staff, and goodbye and God bless you.
Hi, this is Malcolm Turnbull. For so many years, my mornings have begun with Fran Kelly. And of course, I've often been on Fran's program, sometimes making statements which are absolutely politically catastrophic for me. Probably the most notable one was when I said, I will not lead a party that is not as committed to climate action as me. My opponents in the Liberal Party immediately took that as an invitation to begin the insurrection. There have been a few disasters for me politically, but of course, for all my own doing.
Hi, Fran. Kevin Rudd here. Thank you for your service to get beyond the headline to the guts of and nuts and bolts of the issue, not to be fobbed off by the classic political duck and weave around a hard question and the fact that you go back and go back and go back again. And I suppose there comes a time, my friend, when we've all just got a zip. Once upon a time,
it dressed so fine. Hi, Fran. It's Christopher Pine here. We've often not agreed. We've had a few arguments on air and even off air. We've also shared a lot of laughs, but I can say with great confidence that you always asked me a direct question and I almost always gave you a direct answer. But I certainly wasn't repetitive and you never cut me off. The airwaves will miss you, Fran, but the listener's loss will be your own gain.
Big shout out to Fran Kelly from Anthony Albanese. We've been waking up listening to Fran Kelly's interviews for many years now, and Fran Kelly will be very much missed.
Hi Fran, it's Julie Bishop. Congratulations on an exceptional career. Your professionalism has always shone through, and while your interview style was somewhat feisty at times, I always found that it delivered genuine insights to your audience. In fact, as Foreign Minister, I looked forward to your interviews as you were always on top of the issues, yet you always allowed the interviewee the opportunity to get their perspective across.
Hi Fran, Simon Birmingham here. So many insightful interviews over so many years, starting so early. Here's hoping that the next stage of your career is just as fantastic and that you and Marianne enjoy having slightly more normal hours in the future.
Hi, it's Tanya Plibersek here. Waking up without Fran Kelly on ABC Radio will just not be the same. It takes someone of Fran Kelly's immense talent and experience to do several major live interviews every single weekday morning for 17 years. We'll miss you, Fran.
Hello, Fran. Arthur Sinodinos here. You're such a forensic, tough, but fair interviewer. You've made a considerable contribution to the national debate, and most important of all, you're a great person, Fran. Thanks.
Hi, it's Barnaby Joyce here. Fran's going to be ashamed to see you go. It's like losing a valued part of the furniture, but you have been a great inquisitor on behalf of your nation. You're a person who puts the issues of the day in front of your issues and allows other people the capacity to devolve and to divine what is going on in Parliament.
Hi Fran, this is Penny Wong. For so many Australians across the country, you've been our breakfast companion, illuminating facts, pursuing the truth, keeping power accountable, So thank you for your principled contribution to journalism and best wishes.
Fran Kelly, it's Jackie Lambie. You're a living bloody legend. Before you go, maybe I should throw you a couple of questions, girlfriend. So here, go on the hot seat. Anyway, good luck to whatever you do in the future. I have no doubt that our paths will cross again. Thank you for 17 years. 8 years of hell for me, girlfriend. I imagine there are plenty of pollies lining up to tell you that. Good on you for keeping us honest. Thanks, Fran, and best of luck. 99 red balloons floating in the summer sky. Panic bad, that's red alert. There's something here from somewhere else. The war machine springs to life. Opens up one eager eye. Focusing it on the sky. 99 red balloons go by.
Well, not 99, but 9 prime ministers over the years. I'm actually blown away by that, and thank you to my colleagues who must have scuttled about in secret talking to all those people that wonderful mix. And thank you. I just want to thank all the politicians who have fronted up on this program over the years. As I say, 9 prime ministers and former prime ministers in my time here on Breakfast, but so many other political interviews. And, you know, it is a mission of ours on Breakfast to hold those in power to account, and we do thank you for fronting up. And I do too need to add my real thanks to political editor Ali Carabine. We're a bit like Poncho and Cisco, really, together in the mornings, the way we work on these interviews. And she gets up, and I can't even tell you how early she gets up, but she puts in enormous effort, and it's a bit of a hallmark of the program, which I know Patricia will continue to, because she's so passionate about politics and coming up to this election year. But I do want to thank all those people. Malcolm Turnbull, I'm sorry for the disasters, but as you say, I didn't put those words in your mouth, you did. And Christopher Pyne, I don't know, you always gave direct answers, or even almost always gave direct answers, but there you go. I do really appreciate the interactions we've had and the respect given to the program. So thank you, all of you, for those tributes.